Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome you to the Kentucky Horse Park and to the Hall of Champions presentation. We have four geldings and one stallion that we'll present for you this afternoon. And as we bring them out, we'll give you the history on each one. And please feel free to take all the pictures that you want and to ask questions. Our first horse here today at the Hall of Champions is our only thoroughbred stallion. This is Bolt Forbes. Bolt Forbes is a dark bay or brown stallion, and he was foaled in 1973. He is by the stallion Irish Castle and out of the unraced mare Comely Nell. He was bred by Lee Eaton and Red Bull Stables. This grandson of Bold Ruler was entered into a sale in July of 1974. Mr. Esteban Tizio, a banker and real estate developer from Puerto Rico, liked Bold Forbes' pedigree, and he liked this horse so much that he decided he was going to buy him no matter what the cost. The cost ended up being $15,200, and Bold Forbes was then shipped to El Comandante Racetrack in San Juan, Puerto Rico. In Bold Forbes' very first start in Puerto Rico as a two-year-old, he went off at odds of 35-1, and he won that race by 17 lengths. He was entered into four more races, he won them all, and in doing so, he was named champion two-year-old in Puerto Rico. Well, El Comandante is the only racetrack in Puerto Rico, so it didn't take Bold Forbes too long to run out of competition. So in the summer of 1975, he was shipped to New York to his new trainer, Laz Barrera. In New York, he won the Fremont Stakes and the Saratoga Special before he injured his shins and was given the rest of the year off. Well, all of Bold Forbes' races up to this point had been sprints or 6 furlong races. The Kentucky Derby is a much longer race at 1.25 miles. So as a three-year-old, Forbes wasn't given much of a chance at all in the Kentucky Derby. But his trainer had more confidence in him than that, and with Angel Cordero Jr. in the saddle, Bold Forbes won the Kentucky Derby at odds of 17-1, one length in front of the leader on his pleasure. The Preakness, however, was a disappointment for Bold Forbes. He cut his left hind heel during the race, but he still managed to run third. But when the Belmont rolled around, he had that all healed up, and he won the Belmont Stakes by a neck. In October, Forbes was entered into the Vosburgh Handicap, and again, he severely bruised his right hind foot. Again, he ran a very game third, but after this race, he was considered too valuable a breeding stallion to risk any more injury, so he was retired to stud from the track. Bold Forbes was syndicated to stud for $130,000 per share, and he stood his entire career at Arthur Hancock's Stone Farm. As a stallion, Bold Forbes produced the champion filly Tiffany Lass, a winner of over $500,000, Bold Apparel, a champion filly in Italy, Air Forbes won, and over 200 other winners. Bold Forbes is a winner of over $500,000 in just 2 years on the racetrack. He was in 18 races and had 13 wins and was never worse than third. He was retired from stud duty in the spring of 1991. He is 21 years old and stands 15.3 hands tall. Ladies and gentlemen, the 1976 Kentucky Derby winner, Bold Forbes. Does anyone have any questions while we're waiting for the next horse to come out? Questions? Okay, while we're waiting, I'll just call everyone's attention to this horse. I don't know if everyone can see him. Over here in this paddock on the right, this is Sergeant Pepper Feature, and he's usually in our show, but because Bold Forbes is up here today, we kicked him out. We have 6 horses that belong to the Hall of Champions and only 5 stalls, so we can only have 5 at a time in the show. Sergeant Pepper was the 1982 World Champion Racing Quarter Horse. And at the time of his retirement, he was the 8th richest quarter horse in history, and he had earnings of over $900,000. So on your way out today, you might want to just take a look over there and say hi to Sergeant Pepper. And there's Bold Forbes looking out the window, if anybody can see him. He's right there watching the show. Our next horse is the first horse to retire here to the Hall of Champions that is not a racehorse. This is Imperator, and he is a five-gated American saddlebred show horse. Perry, as he is commonly called, is by the sire Supreme Sultan, who is buried in front of the Saddle Horse Museum here at the horse park. He is out of the dam, Empress Wing, and she is by the great sire Wing Commander. Only Wing Commander holds more World Grand Championships than Imperator. Perry was born in Wilmette, Illinois, and he was purchased there as a two-year-old by his owner, Dr. Geraldine Meaner, and then sent to his trainer, Don Harris, of Simpsonville, Kentucky. Now, Perry and Mr. Harris had a very special bond that they shared. They both had the same birthday. And as the years went past and Imperator's popularity increased, Mr. Harris didn't get too upset when Perry received more birthday cards and presents than he did. Being five-gated means that Perry performs the three natural gates, the walk, trot, and canter, plus two man-made gates, the slow gate and the rack. The only difference in these gates are the speed at which they're performed. Perry's greatest accomplishment was winning the five-gated World Grand Championship four times, and he has also been reserve world champion five times. He was shown 85 times at 44 shows around the country. He has 68 blue ribbons, 13 seconds, and very rarely was he ever worse than third. Now, the first time Perry was shown, he was very wild and inexperienced, and he stepped on just about every foot in the show ring, and he even chased the judges out of the ring on several occasions. But the second time he was shown, he had improved so much, the judges said he would have won if he'd been lying on his back with all four feet stuck up in the air. Perry's most beautiful characteristic during his show career was his tail. At the highlight of his career, Perry's tail was 14 feet long and could be wrapped completely around his body. If you wanted to take a picture of all of Perry, you had to take two pictures to include all of his tail. When Perry was retired, Mr. Harris cut his tail to make it easier to care for, and he was able to make three false tails from the hair he had taken from Perry's tail. Well, Perry had been retired here for about 2 years, but had never had a formal retirement. So in August of 1991, Perry was formally retired at the World Championship Horse Show in Louisville, Kentucky. That night, Imperator and his trainer, Mr. Don Harris, stepped into the ring one last time together and were both named the American Saddlebred Horse and Trainer for the decade of the 1980s. Perry is now 20 years old and stands 15.3 hands tall. Ladies and gentlemen, the four-time World Grand Champion, Imperator. Does anyone have any questions? While we're, yes. A good average is about 28 if they're well taken care of. A lot of horses will live into their 30s. A good way to compare horse ages to humans is to multiply by 3. And except I think the oldest horse on record, I think in the Guinness Book of World Records, was 62. So don't multiply that one by 3. 186 or something. Are there any other questions? If anyone's interested in seeing what Perry looked like when he had his 14-foot tail, when you come into the visitor center, I don't know if anybody noticed this, there's a TV monitor right after you, where you buy your tickets when you come in, and you look up, and there's an ongoing Hall of Champions presentation on this TV monitor up there. And there's a little clip of Imperator on there, and I think he's slow gating, which was his most beautiful gait. And you can see his 14-foot tail up there, and it was really beautiful. Do you have a question? Back there?
He wants to know how you say hi to a
horse. Just say hi. You can just say hi, and you can say their name, because they know their names. So if you wanted to say hi to Imperator, and he goes by Perry, so if you just come up to him and say, hi, Perry, he'll know you're talking to him. Our next horse is one of our two thoroughbred geldings here at the Hall of Champions. This is Forgo. Forgo is by the Argentine stallion Forley, and he is out of the champion race mare Lady Golconda. He was bred and raised at Claiborne Farm in Paris, Kentucky. Due to Forgo's large size, he was not raced as a two-year-old because his owners thought they would give him more time to mature. He started his racing career as a three-year-old, and he ran well enough to be entered in the 1973 Kentucky Derby. Well, you may recall that this was a year that a horse named Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby on his way to sweeping the Triple Crown. Well, Forgo wasn't as successful as Secretariat that day, but he did run a fine race. He was involved in a bumping incident as the horses left the starting gate. He recovered from that, but he and another horse, our native, bumped through the entire stretch, and both horses ended in a photo finish for third. After the steward's inquiry, Forgo had to settle for fourth because the steward said the bumping was all his fault. The older Forgo got, the better he got, and he became one of the greatest handicap horses to ever race. He has also been voted one of the top 10 racehorses of the century. Being a handicap horse means that Forgo had to carry a lot of extra weight over whatever distance he was asked to run in order to give the other horses more of a chance. He was in 34 handicap events, and 30 times he was the high-weighted horse. The most weight Forgo ever had to carry to victory was 137 pounds, and that was in the 1976 Marlboro Cup. Well, before the race, it had rained, and the track was sloppy, and Forgo was always a little wimpy about getting his feet wet. So as the field turned for home, it looked as if he was hopelessly beaten some 10 lengths behind the leader, Honest Pleasure. Honest Pleasure had been the Kentucky Derby favorite that year. He was 3 years younger than Forgo and was carrying almost 20 pounds less in weight. But determined to win, Forgo made up that last quarter mile in 22 seconds flat, and he beat Honest Pleasure at the wire. The jockey that rode Forgo, the great Willie Shoemaker, said there wasn't a horse alive that could have beaten Forgo on that day. Forgo was named Horse of the Year 3 consecutive years in 1974, 75, and 76, and he has also been champion sprinter as well as champion handicap horse. An Eclipse Award is the highest honor a thoroughbred can receive, and Forgo holds 8 Eclipse Awards, which is more than any other horse. Forgo retired in 1978 with earnings of over $1.9 million, which made him the second richest thoroughbred in history at that time behind Kelso. He was inducted into Racing's Hall of Fame in 1979. Forgo is one of our senior citizens here at the Hall of Champions. He is 24 years old and stands a very impressive 17.1 hands tall. Ladies and gentlemen, the great handicap horse, Forgo. Does anyone have any questions? I don't have my glasses on, I couldn't see. It varies, Forgo probably weighs around about 1,200, maybe 1,250. Some of the draft horses weigh over a ton in the draft horse barn. Some of the Belgians are the biggest horses. The Shires are the tallest, but the Belgians are the heaviest. And have you been to the draft barn yet? Did you see Roy and Captain, the two big Belgians? They both weigh over 2,000. I know Roy does. I'm not sure about Captain, but Roy weighs over 2,000 pounds. Yes? He's buried at Claiborne Farm. Mm-hmm. Pardon? He was put down. He had laminitis, which is a disease of the hoof, and they put him down. Our next horse to come out today is our other thoroughbred gelding to be retired here, and you'll see that he's a lot smaller than Forgo. This is John Henry. John Henry is a horse that comes from very humble beginnings. He is by the stallion, Old Bob Bowers, who is not much of a racehorse or a stallion either. And he is out of the broodmare, Once Double, who outside of John Henry had very little success as a broodmare. John was born on March 9, 1975 at Golden Chance Farm in Paris, Kentucky. The farm kept John until 1976 when he was consigned to the Keeneland January mix sale. Now, this sale is not a very good time to sell a horse. It's usually when people try to sell the horses they don't think are worth feeding through the winter. So because of his small size, his lack of pedigree, but most of all, his very nasty disposition, John brought only $1,100. And from the time of this first sale until May 1978, John was sold over half a dozen times because nobody wanted him and nobody could get along with him. But in May of 1978, a New York businessman, Sam Rubin, decided it would be fun to own a racehorse. Well, Mr. Rubin didn't know anything about horses, and the only thing he knew about racing is where the valet parking was. So he bought John Henry over the telephone, sight unseen, for $25,000. John then went to New York to his first trainer, Bobby Donato. In his very first New York start, he won a $25,000 claiming race over the dirt by 1.5 lengths. His next race was on turf, which John preferred to run on, and again he won, but this time by 14 lengths. Well, a group of horsemen who knew more about racing than Mr. Rubin did advised him to send John west, where the turf racing was more lucrative, more competitive, and run all year long. So in late 1979, John headed west to his new trainer, Ronald McAnally. In 1980, John won over $900,000. In 1981, John won the very first Arlington Million, over $1.7 million, and was voted Horse of the Year. In 1982 and 1983, John had some injuries and only won 4 races, but they mounted up to $1.2 million. And when Mr. McAnally wanted to bring John Henry back as a 9-year-old, folks were pretty skeptical about his chances of being competitive at this age. Well, John did lose his first race that year, but he went on to have his best year ever on the racetrack. He won 6 graded stakes, including a repeat victory in the Arlington Million, over $2.3 million, and again was voted Horse of the Year. When John was retired in 1984, he was the world's richest thoroughbred in history, with earnings over $6.5 million. Since then, Ali Sheba has beat his record, but John is still the richest gelding. John holds 7 Eclipse Awards, which is second only to Forgo's 8, and was inducted into the Racing Hall of Fame in 1990. John was also named the Thoroughbred Horse of the Decade for the 1980s. John has been retired here for 8 years now. He is 19 years old and stands a very small 15.1 hands tall. Ladies and gentlemen, the great, great John Henry. Does anyone have any questions? Yes. Okay. These horses are not ridden anymore, and they're just, like you said, they're retired. They each have their own paddock, except for Sergeant Pepper and Imperator. We turn them out together because they're friends. And mostly they just hang out in their paddock and they graze and they exercise themselves. They run around a lot and keep themselves in shape, and that's about all they do. They get lots of treats and lots of love, and we think they're happy. But they still run around just like young horses. Sometimes John will get out there and run around. He'll rear up on his hind legs like Silver, you know, and it's real cute. Forgo will run around. Willie and his little goat will get out there and run. And Imperator usually likes to trot. He doesn't gallop a lot, but he trots around like he did when he was showing. And they're real cute. Are there any other questions? Uh-huh, that's his little buddy. They're just friends. Willie doesn't really like other horses very well. And he likes people, but he's not as affectionate as maybe Perry or Sergeant Pepper, so we don't want him to get lonely. And that's his little friend. Originally, they had got the goat for John Henry when he first came to live here 8 years ago, and they put the goat in the stall with him. He kicked it back out, and so Willie adopted it. And that original goat died about 1 year ago, and Willie was real sad and depressed, so they got him a new one. Our last horse to come out today is our standardbred representative, Rambling Willie. A standardbred races at a trot or a pace, and they pull a sulky with a driver. Willie is a pacer. Willie was born in Monroeville, Indiana, and he began his racing career as a 2-year-old for his owner, Raymond Gibson. He had 4 starts with 2 seconds and 2/3, so he did show some promise, but Mr. Gibson decided to sell Willie as a 3-year-old. Willie was sold to a Hall of Fame trainer and driver, Mr. Robert Farrington, for $15,000. But not long after he bought him, Mr. Farrington decided he'd spent too much money on this horse, so he called a friend of his from Cincinnati, Ohio, Mr. Paul Siebert, and he tried to talk Mr. Siebert into buying a half interest in Willie. Well, Mr. Siebert had owned horses before, and his luck had been pretty bad. The first horse he owned died before it made it to the racetrack, and the second horse he owned made it to the races, and she ran and ran but just couldn't win anything, so he sold her. And after he sold her, she went on to win her next four starts in a row for her new owner. Well, Mr. Siebert did buy a half interest in Willie, though, and things didn't start off so well there either. Willie was being raised at county fairs in Ohio and Indiana and was being beaten on a regular basis. Well, around this time, Mr. Farrington's wife, Vivian, was having a birthday, and he was trying to decide what to get her. So Mr. Farrington decided that a good present for Vivian would be the other half of Willie. Well, Vivian was a very religious person, and her father at that time was the minister of a nearby church. So Vivian decided that if Willie ever had any success at the racetrack, she would donate 10% of her half of Willie's earnings to her father's church. And that's when Willie's racing career took off. Because of his success and his ties to the church, there was a book written about Willie titled Rambling Willie, the Horse That God Loved. In order to promote his book, Willie would hold autograph sessions. One day when Willie was in New York, he had an autograph session at Macy's department store, and he was such a hit there that Macy's gave him his very own charge card. But Willie is without a doubt one of the toughest and most durable horses to ever race. He raced from the age of 2 to 13. He had an incredible 305 starts. He won 128 times, 69 times he finished second, and 79 times he paced the mile in 2 minutes or less, which is a record Willie still holds today. When he retired, he was the richest standardbred in history with earnings over $2 million. Willie is our other senior citizen here at the Hall of Champions. He is 24 years old and stands 15.2 hands tall. Ladies and gentlemen, the horse that God loved, Rambling Willie. I'll just let everybody know that Willie's book is for sale here at the Horse Park Gift Shop. And we'd like to thank everyone for coming to the Horse Park and to the Hall of Champions presentation. We hope you've had a good day, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask us on your way out. Thank you very much.